Putting the Scat in Eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
All right, folks, our next guest is the God Blogger, but he's so much more than that. We want to play a little clip off the top of this interview. Carlos Whitaker, ragamuffinsoul.com is all things Carlos Whitaker. There's a tattoo video on there that was pretty crazy. There's a great song because he's a killer recording artist. Just a few of the reasons why his blog comes in just behind Piper and Driscoll in the top five charts. But have a little listen to this particular clip, because this is the one that that made him kind of famous all over the YouTube. Now they're in the car. The children are in the back seat. Three small children.
Sorry, you're not a single lady, buddy.
And that's Carlos saying to his son he's not a single lady.
Yeah,
and
then all of a sudden, Yes, you are. You're a single lady. Oh!
Sorry. Ooh. Oh, little Junior just chucked a wobbly, as they say in Australia. It was so cute. Look, here he goes. Here he goes.
Buddy, I'm sorry.
He's taking
so
a breath.
Sorry, buddy.
There.
You're a single lady, okay? Okay? Here we go. If you like it, then you get it better. We got it.
So it's a great clip. You want to go to YouTube and type in all the single ladies, Carlos Whitaker. You'll find that on there. Like 6 million people watch the thing. He got the big award, the People's Choice Awards or something like that for this video. Dude, Carlos Whitaker, thanks for joining us on the Drew Marshall Show. Have you been saving your money for therapy for your children? Have you been doing that?
You know, Drew, every month, you know, instead of giving my kids allowance, I just put him in the counseling piggy bank.
Nice. So,
that's where it goes.
Nice. All right, Mr. Worship Leader, how long you been standing in front of churches singing As the Deer Panteth for the Water?
You know, As the Deer Panteth for the Water was really big back in 93, and I was standing in front of churches then. Yes, I was. I've been full-time worship leader. This is what pays the bills since about 1997 at Sandals Church. Gave me my start in Riverside, California. Was on staff there for 10 years as the worship pastor before I moved to Atlanta, Georgia to work on the leadership team with North Point Community Church, Andy Stanley's church. And I was there for 2.5 years and then decided to do the whole record label thing, moved to Nashville, Tennessee with my beautiful wife and 3 kids, and we've been having a blast ever since.
Nice. So you're actually down in Nash, Vegas. What part of that neck of the woods are you in?
We live in Bellevue. There's a lot of views around here.
Yep, Bellevue.
We live in Bellevue, which is on the west, on the west side. Definitely family oriented, and we just love Nashville. It's been we found a great church here, and we've had a blast, kind of leaning into the culture.
Yeah, can I just? I don't know if you would. If I sent you enough money, I would like to know if you would do two things. If I sent you, let me just think this through for a second.
Okay.
If I sent you $5,000.
$5,000.
All right. $5,000 Canadian. I think that's like 7,500 American now.
Sure. Yeah.
If I sent you $5,000 Canadian, would you grow your afro back? And would you play me a little jingle, a little tune on the bells? Would you do that for me?
Would I? I mean, first of all, you got to know, when I was playing handbells in high school, I had the most perfect Gary Coleman afro with the part down the right hand side. So it was kind of like two afros in one. It was like the top afro and the side afro. I had my white gloves. I played handbells and the tintinabulators all through junior high and high school. And it would not take you $5,000. I love the bells so much. It might only take you about, you know, $500. And I will pull that off for you, Drew.
I think that'd be well worth the coin spent. Very well worth the coin spent.
Although I will say that the hair does not grow on the very top of my head anymore like it used to.
Me too. So, me too. Can I just say, way to go. Way to just shave it all off. Way to just embrace it. Because I see too many guys, like, forget the comb over. That's old school. Really, it's just that little tuft. Like, I know a guy with a little tuft of hair right in the center of the ball. Like, dude, wax that baby. Get her gone.
Yeah, get rid of that hair, man. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine. All right. How many tattoos?
Oh gosh. So we've got one. Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hold on. When you say we, are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about we as in like my limbs and I.
Okay.
So you know, my limbs and I are kind of like, you know, different. You know, sometimes, you know, your arm and leg. So yeah, that's we. But so I've got like on my wrist, I've got the St. Andrew's Abbey. Just this, I'm friends with a bunch of monks up in an abbey in Vallejo, California. I've got their sign on my wrist. I've got my wife's signature. On my left forearm, I've got to pray in Korean. We adopted our son from Korea.
Yeah.
Put that there. On each of my fingers, I've got a word that describes my children, graced, constant, and favored. And then the big one is I've got Saul's conversion on the road to Damascus that I got on the show LA Inc. in Los Angeles a couple years ago. And, yeah, so that's like the big art piece there.
You know, the part of your story I really don't want to hear anything about is... is the adoption thing, because like I'm adopted, so I'm I sensitive. I'm a sensitive man. Okay, yeah. I drink a lot of beer, and I know beer has progesterone in it, and I, you know,
and it has got you really
estrogen. But when I hear adoption stories, man, how can there not be more kids adopted? Now I always preach about it, but then I always go, but not me. Other people got to do this stuff.
Right.
Can you give us a quick little yank our hearts around synopsis of this story, please?
Sure. You know, a lot of our friends, you know, when we first started a family, we had two little girls. Everyone was always saying, you know, we'd love to adopt one day. And after about 5 years of hearing that, my wife and I, we were saying it too. We're like, you know, if everyone keeps saying we would love to adopt one day, that means we will never adopt, is basically what that language means. And so we said, we don't want to be that couple that just says that. Let's put our money where our mouth is. Now, when I say put my money where my mouth is, we had $1.72 in our checking account when we started the journey to adopt our son, Losiah, from South Korea. So we had zero money. We had to raise it all, garage sales and fundraisers and, you know, selling everything we could, and finally raised all the money. It took us about a year and a half. Flew over to Korea and met my son, Losiah. His name was Daesuk, and we adopted him. And here I think that... this was going to be the story of this valiant Christian from America coming in and swooping in this poor, desperate child from Korea. What I didn't realize that was through the adoption journey that he was actually the one that was saving me into letting me be a father again and giving me a second chance at being a dad and to have a son. And, man, he has just really completed our family. And we there's really been nothing better that we have done in our lives. And as a family unit, brought Losiah in. It's been fantastic.
Every adoption story, people I talk to about the adoption story, they all we all inevitably get around to the "but it ain't all that in a bag of chips," because what you need to know, people, is when you adopt somebody, especially from another country, there's stuff, there's baggage that comes with this. Like it's just not some Disney film here.
Well, you know what's funny is you know, you think I actually have our whole adoption story on YouTube. There's 13 parts. It's been viewed like 180,000 times. People all the time. And what I tell people is, now listen, I picked the best 3 minutes of my day, and I put some Chris Tomlin music behind those clips. And so what you're watching is a representation of what it was, and I'm showing you the best. But the truth is on the flight home, you weren't with us for 13 hours as he was screaming bloody murder, because here's two strangers that he doesn't know who we are. He's been alive for 7 months with somebody else, and you know, he's screaming the whole time, and it's miserable. And so there was definitely this adjustment time to it. And so, yes, it's definitely not all, you know, YouTube clips with worship music behind it.
You know, you've just given me pause to think whenever I'm on a flight and some child is screaming for the entire flight from Toronto to L.A., and all I want to do is introduce the kid to the blue water in the toilet. You know, exactly. Maybe they've just adopted him. Maybe they've stolen him from Canada and are bringing him back to a different culture or something.
You know, what's so funny, my kid was screaming so loud and we didn't know what to do that finally a stewardess from Korean Air, this Korean lady, grabbed him from us, picked him up, and slung him over her shoulder, walked up and down the aisle two times, and he was dead asleep.
No!
And again, as Americans, we were trying to swaddle him like we do, in our arms, patting him on the butt. But in Korea, they actually swaddle their children on their backs, and they walk. And when she did that, he went right to sleep. And right then, we knew we're in for a long haul.
Man, that is insane. All right, so what would you say would be maybe two blog posts that you have posted over the last few years that received the most amount of attention, the most amount of comments, the controversy, whatever?
Yep. You know, one of the goals of my blog and really my life ministry is to disturb and disrupt the career Christian for the sake of them seeing Christ's face fresh again. So again, to disturb and disrupt career Christians for the sake of them seeing Christ's face fresh again. I feel like we get so numb sitting in our pews, seeing the same thing week after week, that I love to introduce topics on my blog, Ragamuffin Soul, that will do that, that will shake them up. And I would definitely say there's been two or three that have done that in particularly. A year and a half ago, I was on tour with Jeremy Camp, And we were, I think we were in Grand Rapids, Michigan or somewhere. And on every tour, there you get off the tour bus, and then there's people that will drive you around town if you need. So we call them runners, and they're volunteers. And so this one runner in particular, he was probably mid-50s. I said, I need to go to Walmart. So he's like, hop in. So on the way, I always like to find out the runner's stories. So I said, hey, what's your story? And he started telling me, and I could tell he was kind of avoiding the question. And I said, no, really, like, what's your story? And he went on to tell me that he'd just gotten out of prison for child molestation.
Whoa.
And he had just gotten out of prison. He doesn't have a job. He's seeking the Lord, restoration. And suddenly the thought in my head was, wow, like, what happens to somebody that seeks the Lord yet has done what many of us would consider would be the grandest of sins?
And that many of us and statistics show there's not a great deal of changing yourself.
Exactly.
In that.
Exactly. And so, like, what do you do with that? So suddenly I was placed in this. So right before I went on stage, there's a song that I sing called God of Second Chances. And I looked straight at the runner guy and I said, hey, listen, this song's for you. Went up there, went down. So I told the story on my blog, and it was amazing. Just I probably had 400 comments on that one post where, again, the spectrums were as wide as the east is from the west, from, you know, he will never change. This has happened to me, to where then there's other people that have had that happen to them and who were like, you know what, I will not heal unless I forgive. And so, you know, I would say that post was one of the posts that has, you know, gained the most amount of traction on my blog. And then the other ones are, you know, posts about my kids. We, and my daughter wanted a Taylor Swift birthday party. And so most parents would just go to Walmart and grab Taylor Swift plates and Taylor Swift songs and CDs. But I decided to film a music video of my kids' lipstick.
I was going to say, you're in Nashville. You just went and grabbed Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah, right. I should have just gone to Taylor's door and knocked on it. But so we did this video for her birthday party. And, you know, it went viral on YouTube, and we had a blast. And so that was definitely one of the other blog posts that have gotten big.
Very cool. On the phone with Carlos Whitaker, ragamuffinsoul.com is all things Carlos Whitaker, or as his buddies like to call him, Los.
Los.
Orelevato.
Orelevato.
So here's the deal. When it comes to you know, what you do and you go to churches and the leadership thing and teaching people how to get, you know, you got this vibe, you got this up thing, you got this excited and you're creative and you're, you know, you're always, it's like you eat a box of Pop-Tarts every morning kind of deal. do you get depressed, man? Do you get down into the funk at all? Cause like, are you bipolar or are you normal or what? Are you just positively positive all the time?
No way. Listen, this man that you're speaking to on the phone for 9 years has popped a little white pill called Paxil, 20 milligrams of that bad boy. When I was in college, I suffered with depression and anxiety, really, really bad, even into my marriage, to where I finally had to do something. I had an anxiety attack on stage while I was leading worship, had to put the guitar down, didn't lead worship for about 6 months after that because I was so petrified to get back up on stage. And I remember being so angry at God, going, you know, God, like, I thought you called me to be a worship leader, but yet here I am not even able to get back up on stage. And he's like, well, then lead worship off stage. And so during that time, during that 6 months, I realized that this thorn in my flesh that may never leave is something that I can be vocal about and help other Christians, you know, say, listen, this is like the church's dirty little secret. Nobody wants to admit. I know so many pastors on our Lexapro and Paxil that will not tell their congregations, and I tell them all the time, be authentic. Let them know, because they're going to be able to just connect with you in way bigger ways. So, you know, as a guy, for me, you know, definitely my vibe is enthusiastic and excited. But, man, every couple months, I definitely hit the wall, and I've got to make sure I'm exercising, I'm eating well, I'm sleeping well, especially as I'm traveling the country, to make sure that, you know, I'm keeping that anxiety and that depression. For me, it rears up more as anxiety, but keeping that in check.
You know, we've talked a fair bit about this depression thing on our show. And a couple of reasons. One, Tim the Tool, my engineer here, you know, battled with it for a bit, and so he and I have talked a lot about it. And then we talked with people on air about it, such as yourself.
Right.
And this in 2012 was maybe the foggiest year for me ever, maybe ever.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where it was so rough. I went, you know, I broke down in the doctor's office, which is really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And said because it was so against where my brain was at, I went for the pill. Not the pill. I didn't want to. Yeah. I'm okay with having more kids. But I, you know, I said, you know, I want to try something. But it was just what it revealed in me was how judgmental I was.
Oh, yeah.
For those who have to rely on a pill.
Oh, man. You know, and what I got from so many Christians was, pray harder, Carlos. You're not trusting the Lord enough. And finally, when I realized, you know what, I can pray harder, but that's not necessarily adjusting the serotonin levels in my brain.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I knew that medically speaking, I needed some help. And so, you know, I'm able to take a very low dose, but again, through exercise and eating well, you know, live a pretty normal life.
Speaking of eating well, did you just eat? How's your indigestion there? Are you okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting drinking some Coke Zero, and every time you talk, I make sure I take a little swig and do a little silent burp, and I think we're good.
Oh, man. So have you ever been to Canada? What do you know about us Canadians?
You know, here's the deal. What I know about you Canadians is I've got my band consists of two Canadians and myself. And so they introduced me to the world of Canada constantly. I will actually be in Canada in June in Toronto at a conference called Create, which is a creative conference for church leaders in Canada. So I'll be there in June, excited to go up there and, you know, test the waters and pour my love out to my fellow Canadians.
Nice.
But
well,
I don't know much about you guys. You know?
Hopefully by then the waters will be thawed out so you can actually
right.
test them. By the way, did we actually answer the question of the top two posts that people have kind of went off on?
Okay, yep. So there's one right there.
Was the depression deal you taking the pill?
Well, that definitely, I mean, I'll bring that up once or twice, but I definitely have blogged about me and my Paxil and my fear, and that definitely is probably another post.
That's a good song for, like, what's that guy that did that tune, the way cartoons, if cartoons worshipped? Remember that song?
Oh, yes, yes. What if cartoons could pray or
yeah,
something?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
yeah.
I can't remember his name, but wouldn't that be good if he had a song called Me and My Paxil?
Yes. Hey, listen, when we get off the phone,
yeah.
you need to write this song with
yeah, yeah.
me, because I think it could be a smash.
Me and My Paxil.
And my Paxil like to play this. Yay.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly where I was going.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, sorry. What was it? And the other post other than the Paxil post?
I would say the other post is going to be a post called Danny, God of Second Chances. And I was in downtown Atlanta, and I was filming a music video, and this homeless guy came walking by me while we were filming. And so I stopped, and I said, hey, you know, do you need some money or whatever? And he walked up to me. He got down, he said, I want you to play some gospel, man. And so I started playing my song, and we kept the cameras rolling. And he started, while I was singing, you're the God of Second Chances, he started singing, one Jah, one Creator, one Father. And this moment that was captured on video is probably the top moment on my blog that, I mean, over 1,000 comments where people saw that I connected with the homeless man, that I was going to give him money, but instead he returned the favor and gave me a moment that I would, you know, never forget.
Dude, that's, I have to go see that. Normally when people go, hey, this is on my site, you know, I go, that's nice, and I move along.
Yeah.
I don't really care. But I got to go watch that. I got to go watch that. All right, let's talk about this, this little bit of tunage that's been dropped here recently.
Yeah.
Got a new album releasing in 2 years in the making?
Yeah, man, this thing's been, I released my first record with Integrity Music in 2010, February. And so my next record is dropping April 30th. Right around there this year. And so we're going to actually be dropping new songs and singles every couple weeks leading up to the record. And so, yeah, this has been a long time in the making. It's called Fight. And, you know, the record is definitely talking about our fight, you know, just in this life, trying to live as Christians, whatever that means for us as individuals. And for me, I get to use a microphone in that fight. For other people, they might get to use a spatula or a pencil, you know, whatever it might be for them. Yeah, I'm super excited about the record. There's a couple singles dropping. One's already on iTunes called In the Arms. And then we've got a new single coming out called New Song. And I'm just super excited to get my new music out there.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, as a musical giant, I want to play you a clip of something we played earlier in our show.
Yep.
And I want to know if you could, again, I consider myself creative as well. And I thought, you know, we got Carlos on the phone. Why wouldn't I want to take advantage of having the dude on the phone here. Can you listen to this?
Okay.
And tell me if this is workable. Maybe you could turn this into something yourself, or if, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I got you.
All right, just have a little listen to this and tell me what you think.
And the song says, old MacDonald had a farm. Hallelujah. E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some pigs. E-I-E-I-O.
Now wait for it. It gets better.
Oh, with an onk-onk here and an onk-onk there. Onk here, onk here, everywhere, onk-onk. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Come on.
E-I-E-I-O. Oh,
wait for it, wait for it.
And God, because do we have pigs, there's chillings today on our tables, God.
Oh,
you're so mindful of your people, and we have chillings today, God. Hallelujah. And
wow.
Louisiana hot sauce. You're mindful, God. You're mindful.
Oh, my Lord.
What do you think?
Wow.
Can you use
that? So here's the deal.
Yeah.
I think I could probably use that at a Sunday service. Only reason being, it sounds like there was a worship leader leading Old MacDonald, because they were throwing in hallelujahs in the middle, probably talking a little too much. It sounds like a very typical evangelical worship leader song.
Yeah, here's the news. That secretly, not many people know this, that was Paul Balazs.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that was him right there.
Open the eyes of Old MacDonald.
I'm sorry. I don't have a life. I just sit back and I'm cruel to people. So
I love it.
All day long.
It.
All right, listen, Carlos Whitaker, ragamuffinsoul.com. You know him from all the single ladies and him abusing his children in the back seat. 6 million views. He won the People's Choice Award. By the way, explain to me the People's Choice Award thing.
Yeah, go figure. You know, so I put my son on YouTube. You know, I just did it for my mom. Hey, Mom, this is cute. I go to sleep. Put it on my blog. Next thing I wake up in the morning, New York's calling, Good Morning America, Anderson Cooper. And I'm like, well, the video went viral. So that thing lived for about a year, just nonstop, like news reports and stuff on my family. The great thing was I got to talk about adoption because of it. But here's the deal is suddenly I get a call from the People's Choice Awards, and they're like, hey, we're nominating you against the Double Rainbow Guy, against a couple other things for Viral Video of the Year. This is the first time we've ever done this. So we're like, all right, cool. Next thing you know, I start tweeting it out. Hey, guys, vote for this. We win. We get to go to L.A., limo, green room, hanging out with all the celebrities and all the fake celebrities like the Kardashians. And, you know, we're sitting there, and we won a People's Choice Award. It was amazing. It was so much fun. The kids loved it.
That's so good. So did you go up? Did you talk to any of the Kardashians? Did you talk to them about Christmas trees? Did you say things like real or fake, you know, as far as Christmas trees go?
But I'll tell you, when I tried to talk to Kim, she just looked straight through me like most pastors do in the lobbies on Sunday mornings. Depressing.
Oh, man. All right, dude. Listen, great time. Thanks for hanging with us. Carlos Whitaker, ragamuffinsoul.com. Get his tunes. You got to get his leadership stuff. Bring him up here to Canada. He'll do the thing. You know what? Forget the big mega church conferences.
Yeah.
Bring Carlos in with the smaller, you know, get a few small churches together and bring the man in. Know what I'm saying?
I love it, man. Thanks, Drew. I really appreciate it.
Take care, dude.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Carlos Whitaker on the Drew Marshall Show. It's him singing in the background,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's the new single he was talking about, In the Arms.
Nice. Short break. We'll be right back.
In the arms of the Father.
Whether you're in your smart car avoiding Hummers or you're in your house avoiding the J-Dubs, there's no avoiding us, the Drew Marshall Show, live through our website and right here on Joy 1250.
There is healing and rest.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show, and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.